Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich, time for War of the Roses. So we're going to talk to Sammy. Hey, Sammy. Sammy. Oh, you got to do the old hit the button there, huh, Rich?
Oops.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey.
So here's how it works. We're going to talk to you for a little bit. We're going to hear your whole story, why you think someone's cheating on you. Then we're going to call the person that you think is cheating on you. We're going to offer them a dozen red roses and see who they send them to. So tell us a little bit about your story, Sammy.
Well, my husband has been acting really weird lately. He's been hiding his phone from me, leaving the room for phone calls. Literally all the red flags and signs of cheating has been waving high in the air right in my face. So it's weird, and it's not like him at all.
And what are the signs that he's waving in your face?
So a big one is we don't have sex anymore. He tries to leave and hang out with his friends, and literally every weekend he stays, you know, late at work. It's been going on for the last 3 months, and when I ask him why, he acts sketch and basically just gets up and walks out of the room and leaves.
Have you done any other snooping, like try to look through his phone or kind of like ask around or like look who he's maybe DMing on social media?
I mean, I've tried to look at his phone, but he's very, very just overprotected of it, and I don't get a chance.
How long has this been happening?
Like the last 3 months.
Ooh, a long time. I was going to say maybe he's planning something, like is your anniversary coming up or your birthday?
No, that just passed. I mean, we haven't been married long, just a couple of years, but I don't know. It's just really weird, and I'm starting to worry.
Is there anyone in particular you suspect? Like you said, he's going out more. Is there, you know, like someone he's been going out with that you get a bad feeling from?
This is one guy from his work, and his name is Steven. I know he's gotten really close with him lately, but I really had nothing to suspect this apart from like a, you know, just getting close to another guy at work.
Do you like flowers, like roses? Like if we call your husband, will he send flowers to you?
Oh yeah, he loves it. My favorite are I like roses. My favorite are tulips, but you know roses are good too.
But if we call him and say, hey, you just want a dozen red roses, would he want, like, is that something you guys send to each other?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The other thing, too, he's very romantic, and it's just weird. I don't know what to say or do.
Okay, well, that's what we do here. When you guys were newlyweds, was there a lot of activity in the bedroom all the time?
Oh, of course, yeah.
And now it's how often? How often now?
Like I said, literally zero.
Like, wow. I mean, when was the last time?
Two and a half, three months ago, maybe.
Oh, man.
Oh, how's his weight?
I mean, he's put on a little bit, but he's also working a lot. So it's like we don't get a chance to really go out and be active or go running like we used to.
Running, jeez. I hate running.
Yeah.
So do I.
I know.
But I have so much respect for people that can actually
good
do
cardio.
It.
Cardio.
I was just thinking maybe he's not, like, I have this diet pill, and the diet pill just totally takes that whole thing right out of your head.
Oh my God!
Diet pill is just like no nudity. Don't want to eat. Don't want to do any of that stuff.
Well, I do think, like, you know, how you view yourself and your weight, that could have an effect on, you know, whether or not you feel comfortable.
True.
You know, getting down, uh-huh. Whatever.
But that's something that you like tell your partner. You know, this diet pill. It's just It's nothing about you. There's no one else. It's just this one thing. This diet pill.
But John is on the diet pill. But Sammy, what's your husband's name?
His name is Reed.
So he said Reed put on a couple pounds, and maybe he's feeling insecure. But then you got all the other things going on.
All
the other things.
I got the diet pills in the mail the other day, and I wait because I took my last diet pill, and I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing about these? Because these diet pills, when you take them, no food. You don't think about food. It's an amazing diet pill. And the diet pills came. I go, hey, there are diet pills here? She goes, yeah, your diet pills are here. She goes, I call them the ruin my sex life pills.
Oh,
and I'm like, whatever.
Oh, gosh.
I'm starting to see abs now.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Sammy. So yeah, go ahead.
Okay, no, I was going to say, no, he's not in any sort of pills. He's just, he's just working a lot, and I think that's affected his weight a little bit. But it shouldn't. Like, I still love him either way.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I was talking about his sex drive. See if it affected his sex drive. At any rate, we're gonna call Reed. We're gonna offer him a dozen red roses, romantic red roses, so he could send them to anybody he wants in the United States. So we'll see. Does he send them to you? Does he send them to Steven? Does he send them to somebody else we don't know about? All right. So you hang tight. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, War of the Roses continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of War of the Roses. You got Sammy and Reed. Been married for a while. But now Reed's being a little suspicious with his phone, right? What's he say? How do you describe it about his phone?
He's overprotective.
Overprotective with his phone.
Staying late at work, going out with friends, not being romantic or intimate.
For months.
Yeah.
So Sammy thinks that his husband, Reed, could be cheating. So we're going to find out. Are you ready, Sammy?
I'm ready.
All right, Sammy. Kyle, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, is Reed available?
Yeah, this is him.
Perfect. So, Reed, it's kind of your lucky day. My name is Reagan. I'm with a new company. We're called J&R Flowers. We have a pretty exciting promotion that you've been chosen for. We would love for you to be a micro-influencer for us. So, Reed, what this means for you is you get to send our most romantic bouquet of long-stem red roses. We call it our pure passion bouquet. And you send it absolutely free to whoever you want. And in return, we hope that you would post us on whichever social media platform you use the most.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So it is our pure passion bouquet. It's pretty sexy on its own, but we will send it out with a nice little card from you. And that's your chance to really personalize it. Some people like to get fun, flirty, sexy, downright dirty. I mean, I've seen it all. So really the only information I need from you, I don't need a credit card or anything like that. Just need to know what message you want me to write on that card. And then we can work on like name and address where you're going to send it to.
Okay. Let's just write XOXO Reed.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Like I said, they already sent a pretty romantic message on their own. And then who did you want me to address this to?
Her name is Camille.
Camille.
Oh my gosh, babe. I'm sorry. I have to jump in right in here. I am so sorry. I can't believe I thought you would cheat on me. Who's Camille? Oh, is she that new girl at work you've been telling me about?
Sammy, why are you on the phone call? What's happening?
Well, confession time. I thought you were acting really weird lately, so I called John, Jay, and Rich and tried to figure out if you might be cheating on me.
Okay, I'm not sure what to say right now. All right, I do have to confess.
I'm just happy. Yeah, it's not a guy you're trying to send it to, like another. Oh, okay.
Listen, you have to listen to me, Sammy. Camilla's not a coworker.
Okay.
Do you remember that night a couple months ago when you had to pick me up from Jared's because I like blacked out? I hooked up with someone, and that someone is Camille, and she let me know last week she's 8 weeks pregnant.
Ooh. What? Reed, that's not funny. Stop it.
I'm not. I wish I was, babe. I'm sorry. I'm not joking. I regret it.
You got someone pregnant?
I don't remember it. I'm bi, apparently. I'm in a gay relationship with you, and I love you, and I'm sorry. I don't remember it. I thought this part of my life was very, very done, especially when I met you. And, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't remember it. But I'm going to take a paternity test. There were people that were there, and I wasn't keeping a secret from you. I didn't really know about it until Jared and them told me, but apparently it did happen. They said they tried to stop me. I, again, was very, very blacked out, but I'm going to take a test to make sure it's mine,
gosh.
But it did happen.
Well, Reed. Are you wanting to stay with Sammy in this relationship? Like, you don't even remember the Camille thing? Like, are you? I mean, because you're on the card. I'm trying to remember what he said. What did he say on the card?
XOXO.
That's all? XOXO? Yeah. Like, okay. So you're saying.
I'm just trying to be nice. I'm trying to be there for her in the regards of she has my baby and her, but of course I still want to be with Sammy. I love Sammy. I don't love her. It was a mistake.
Okay.
And now it's one I may have to live with, and I hope Sammy can too and can forgive me.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't know. Oh my God. This is a lot to process. I can't. Oh.
I know. Wow. I didn't want to tell you like this. I promise. I didn't really know how to.
Well, I mean, now that it's out, you've got a lot to talk about. Both of you have a lot to go over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to make a decision right now.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, I can't. I can't do that right now. That's that's impossible. I'm not going to be able to do that.
I don't expect you to.
We need to talk.
Well, I mean, if you're the father, you know, you'll share custody and you'll be raising a child together. Sammy and Reed, you know, shared custody with Camille.
If that's something Sammy wants, I know he didn't sign up for this, and I haven't really found the way to tell him until, I guess, now that I kind of was cornered to. But, yeah, you're right.
I mean, that still doesn't explain why we haven't had sex in 3 months. I don't know. We got, There's some things to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with that, Reed? How come you guys haven't gone at it?
I just haven't been okay. I'm not really sure. I don't really have an excuse. I've been in a bad headspace. Clearly, if I'm getting so blacked out drunk, I'm acting out and doing stuff like that. I wish I had that
clearly
answer, but yeah, there is a lot to talk about, and I have a lot to think about on my end, and I still want Sammy in my life, and I don't want Sammy to feel unwanted or unloved. I wish I had a better answer for that.
So when you got the phone call that you got a girl pregnant, were you like, what? What are you talking about? I don't. And then they had to explain to you, don't you remember that night? Like, you don't remember hooking up with this girl at all?
Yeah, I was very, very surprised. I hadn't had sex or tried to have sex with a girl since I was at a very, very young age, before that. And
like,
yeah,
you couldn't have gotten blackout drunk and had sex with me?
I don't even remember doing this. It's not a matter of not wanting to do it with you or with who. I think I was just a byproduct of how much I drank. I try not to drink that much. You know that. And I guess this might be why.
It's amazing that you can get blackout drunk and things still work on your body. Congratulations.
John Jay.
Yeah, for me, it's like shooting pool with a rope.
I don't think you're helping me here, but yeah.
That's why you better get that paternity test. Maybe you're getting framed.
Yeah, this would be the best. That would be the best case scenario of getting framed, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, Sammy, thank you for coming on the air with us, and Reed, thank you for coming on the air with us.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Right, I don't know, Sammy, if it's a thank you yet, but
I'll be home soon. We'll talk.
All right.
Yeah. At least I have answers.
All right, you guys. Well, that is War of the Roses with John Jay and Rich.